The Grand Rapids Police Department says they only fingerprint and photograph people when they have a reasonable suspicion that a crime was committed and the person doesn't have identification on them. They argue that it's not disproportionately used against one race or another. But Miriam Ackerman of the ACLU of Michigan says the policy has damaged relationships between police and communities of color. She says it does tend to be used more toward people of color.
If the police really want to repair that relationship, they need to abandon these kinds of aggressive practices.
Ackerman says she hopes the court will address this issue once and for all soon. I'm Shana Roth in Lansing.